لله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Folks, can you hear me? Alhamdulillah. Yes or no? Maybe. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I was just saying, assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Let's get started, inshallah. We have today quite a few things to cover. What we have today to cover is the conjugation of some of these fa'il as a practice. This is all review for us. Then also we're going to review attached pronouns one more time. We've done this a little bit in class before, but it's worth our while to do so again. We'll be doing the, and then we'll do a kahoot at the end to finally bring everything together, okay? So I'm going to start here. Just give me a sec here for a sec, people. Just hold on. All right, so here we are. Before we begin and write the conjugation, I want to actually try to see if we can remember the pattern, right? So the pattern for the fa'il, right? So really the pattern is like, you know, described in root letters, if you remember. So we would say R1 has fatha, R2 has kasra, R3 has this, right? That's how we describe the pattern. For the purposes of conjugation, which of the root letters truly matters? That's correct. It is R3. So what I will do is I'll write R3. Oops, that's not R. R3. Actually, what I'll write before is that whatever is before R3 is kind of irrelevant. Okay? Then I will put a space and put a plus here. Maybe I should put a plus now there. And then I'll put R3, right? For Alima, my R3 is meme. R3 with a fatha. Okay, that's the pattern. Yes or no? Right, that's the pattern that we have for our fi'il, alima, nasara, kariha, anything where the fa'il, the pronoun of the fi'il is hidden pronoun he, and it means he did something, he knew, he helped, he disliked, etc. So that is the pattern, okay? What about our pattern for they both knew? Alima. What's our pattern for that, people? Arthi of the Fatha followed by plus Alif. Right? Excellent. That is the pattern. Yeah? Okay, what about the pattern here for they knew, alimu. So this would be hold on, but yeah, arti with a dhamma firstly, right? Arti with a dhamma, yes. Plus you have then the waw and the alif, right? But I'm gonna put a star next to the alif, all right? Why do you think I'm going to do that? Do you remember why I would do this? Sometimes not needed. Excellent, Sister Maryam. What is the time where that would not be needed? It would be not needed. Attached pronouns, right? So when you go to attached pronouns over here, for example, right here, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا, right? As you notice that you have the waw as the fa'il, and then you have the pronoun who as your maf'ul, the attached pronoun who, and likewise the attached pronoun ha as your maf'ul. And in that case, we notice that there is no alif for protection, or the protector alif is not there. And that is because if the attached pronoun is acting as the protector. Okay, very good. So I'll put the star on the alif there, just so that we know. But we need the waw for sure. Okay. Then what else? For alimat. What's the pattern here? Ta with the sukun, right? Perfect. Ta with the sukun. Ahsantum. Well, really, really good job. Okay, next. Is alimata. They both female. That would be? Right? That's your pattern, isn't it? Ta. R3 with the fatha followed by ta. Okay. and then finally what? When I say finally, I mean like pattern, like the last major shift in the pattern is R3 with a sukun, right? R3 with sukun. And then I have whoever is this, basically my fa'il, right? Whoever is the fa'il. If I was to actually summarize this, I would do this. I would just say, plus fa'il pronoun, right? If I said that, I could actually, you know, it works for all of them, correct? But let's make it spell it a little bit more. And if you were to do that, you will see R3 sukun followed by noon with the fatha, yeah? And then I would have R3 sukun followed by ta with a fatha, and then I would have here followed by tuma. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of this is that it doesn't matter what comes before R3, it doesn't matter how many letters that there are in the fa'il, you know, it doesn't matter if it's anzala, which is four letters, three root but four letters, or if it is something that is an irregular fa'il, everything. All the fa'il, these rules will apply to them. So that is the beauty of this, the patterns here, alhamdulillah, and understanding them in light of the root letters. Okay, then you have alim tum, so this would be tum, right? And then I have again alim ti, right? And then alim tunna, and then I would have alim two, right? And finally, I would have alim. Oh, I would have alim now, right? Now, I want you to really pay attention to one point here. Okay? Check out the na. Okay? For the na to be the fa'il, for the na to be the actor, R3 has to have a sukun. This one I'm actually even going to like maybe underline as well there, because as you might remember, there is a na that is also an attached pronoun, right? So you might get confused. Is this na that's coming with the fa'il, is this the na that is the fa'il, or is it the maf'ul? Correct? So the thing for us to be very careful of, or to observe very carefully, is the R3 with the sukun. If you have R3 with sukun, that, folks, right away tells you that the na is your fa'il. Okay? This will, as we do some examples, will make, inshallah, more sense. But for now, please make note of that. Okay, now I'm going to give you an opportunity, inshallah, to write until the send me a private message from Nasara to from, you know, they both to they feminine, please, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. We'll take a few moments to do that. Send me a private message as per you know, as how we do it normally, inshallah. well done, Brother Danish. Ahsant. Excellent. Well done, Sister Maria. Very nice. Very good. Very nice. But the Sister Samar, Sister Fazana, Brother Farhan, very good. Sister Fatima. Excellent. Sister Maryam. I like how you spell the sod, Sister Maryam. That's very cool, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. I hope Sheikh Harun has reached safely and soundly, alhamdulillah. It was a pleasure meeting him. Salim, good job. Very nice. MashaAllah. I thank everybody. Sister Nadia, Sister Halima. Excellent. Ahsantum. Great job, Brother Musa, as well. Let me now type this out. This was going to be Nasara. Then Nasaru. Nasaru. Nasarat. Nasarata. And then I have finally Nasarna, right? Nasarna. When I say finally here, I mean basically the pattern is R3 with sukun followed by the fa'il. All right. How do we tell the difference between they feminine and we? All right. Great question. Let's compare. Alimna versus alimna. If I was to ask you, how long is this unit of pronunciation in alimna? That is, alimna, the first one, the one that I've highlighted, is one unit, right? Alimna, correct? And alimna is two. That's how we tell. That's how we tell. Similar to another case here. How long is this R3 with a fatha? One. And then here, alima is two. Right? Would it be an alif on we? Yes, there is an alif on the we. Right, you see the alif on the way right here? There is an alif. I mean for reading. Sorry, I don't get it, Salim. Like, you have to read it. You have to read it as alimna. You have to read it as two.
For Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Oh, mashallah.
It might be easier just to explain this way. No, listening to what you can hear from alimna versus alimna, two versus one. But if you're reading it, is it only the alif, since they're spelled literally the same way? Is it the alif that is being the distinguisher? And will the alif apply in every situation, as we just saw with attached pronouns and such?
Jazakallah khair, that's a great question. It is the alif. The alif will be spelled, right? Whenever it is na for we. And even if it's not pronounced, because maybe you're joining it to the next word, the spelling of it will tell you. Does that make sense? Alhamdulillah. Thank you for asking, by the way. I actually think that's awesome to do that, because if you have a question, by all means do this, because I think it really it's easier to express yourself, and also I think it changes the tone of the class, alhamdulillah. So jazakallah khair, Brother Sareen, for doing that, alhamdulillah. Okay, now the rest of it, please, if you can kindly send it to me, from you helped to the end, we helped. Thank you very much. Yeah, Nasartunna. Then I have Nasartu. And finally, Nasarna. MashaAllah, well done, Brother Musa. MashaAllah, Sister Amna, Sister Fatima, Ahsantum, all of you did good, MashaAllah. Great job. That's great, Alhamdulillah. Let's try the next one. Kariha. Kariha means he disliked. Kariha means he disliked. So let's try Kariha over here. Let's do this one, I think, together, just to save a little bit of time, shall we? Okay, Kariha, he disliked. They both disliked. Kariha, very good. They disliked. Karihu, excellent. She disliked. Perfect. Karihat. They both disliked. Karihata, excellent. They female disliked. Karihna, amazing. You disliked. Karih, no, you. Yeah, oh, very good. MashaAllah. Karihta, Jamil. Jamil means beautiful. Okay. Both of you disliked. Karih, Tuma. You all disliked. Kareh tum. Oh, I just realized, where's my video going? Holy moly, sorry about that. What is happening today? Kareh tum. Very good. You, female, disliked. Kareh ti. Jamil. You all female. Kareh tunna. Halu. Halu means sweet. I disliked. I. Not tum. Karih tu. Very good. And then we. Karih na. Right? Do you know from the same root letters, kaf, ra, and ha, you get the word makruh. Makruh, the thing that is disliked in, you know, the Sharia, it's called makruh, not haram, but and not at the level of haram, but at the level of makruh, a level below haram. So that's from the same root letter to dislike something. Alhamdulillah. So that's great. If I can have, inshallah, a few people join me in reading this, inshallah, together, I think that'll be really nice, please. We have Sister Halima, thank you very much. I don't feel like the miskeen fundraiser who's asking people and no one's responding. Very nice. Oh, mashallah, we have quite a few people. Barakallahu feekum for joining. Let us get started. All right, so we'll start with Nasara first. Let me get my annotation pen here. All right, so Nasara.
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 Nasaru.
Nasaru.
Nasarat.
Nasarat.
Nasarata.
Nasarna.
Nasarna.
Nasarta.
Nasarta.
Nasartuma.
Nasartuma.
Nasartum.
Nasartum.
Nasarti.
نصرتنا
نصرتنا نصرت
نصرت
okay now we helped you say it
نصرنا
نصرنا
نصرنا it's written right there alhamdulillah you said it good job mashallah okay he disliked
Kariha.
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 They disliked.
Karihu.
She disliked.
Karihata.
Karihata. Karihna.
Karihna.
You disliked.
Karihta.
Karihtuma.
Karihtuma.
You all disliked.
Karihtum.
Karihti.
Karihti.
Karihtunna.
Karihtunna.
I disliked.
Karihtunna.
Karihtu.
We disliked. MashaAllah, very nice. Thank you very much. Jazakumullah khair. I just try to mix it up a little bit at the end to throw you off, but mashaAllah, you were not thrown off. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you very much. I'm going to do a small poll here that you can answer at your own convenience, inshallah. The poll is to comfort. How comfortable do you feel with conjugation now? All right. So tell me what you think, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. All right. So that's great. Alhamdulillah. I'm really happy we all did this. Let us now look at attached pronouns, shall we? Attached pronouns are quite interesting because attached pronouns are appearing in different forms, and we need to be very clear on what type of pronoun it is that we're dealing with. Sister Umar, I'm saying just when it comes to conjugation, how do you feel, your level of comfort with conjugation, how is it, inshallah? Okay. Now, here is, tell me how you say Lord in Arabic. Rab, right? Okay. In the marfu' form, it's what? Rabbun. Mansub form is? Rabban. And the majur form is Rabbin, right? Agreed? Okay. We're gonna look at attached pronouns. Attached pronouns that attach themselves to an ism. When they do that, they become mudaf ilayhi. The word becomes mudaf, and the thing that the pronoun that attaches to it becomes mudaf ilayhi. Okay, so we're going to do a practice with all of these pronouns, all right? And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to write them out here, and I'm going to say things like, all right, how would I say his Lord? His Lord. And I'm going to use the marfu form. Using the marfu version here. Ah, excellent. That would be Rabbuhu. Thank you. Very good. Rabbuhu. Okay. Do you want to do this with the private message just so you have some time to process this? Yeah, send the private message, inshallah. Okay. And then I'll type it right away. I'm not going to just like wait for it. I'm going to type it right away. But send the message privately, because if you're not getting it right, I don't want you to feel like embarrassed. Okay, her Lord. How would I say that? MashaAllah. Well done, Sister Amna, Sister Halima, Sister Farhan. Oh, sorry, Brother Farhan. Sorry. Brother Danish. Use the marfu' form, Brother Danish, not Rabba. Sister Fadana, very good. Brother Musa, using the marfu' version, what would that be? Rabbuha, right? Rabbuha, yes? Okay. Their Lord. Rabbuhum, excellent. Rabbuhum. All right, your Lord. No, your singular, please. Fantastic. Rabbuka. All right, you all's Lord, plural. Rabbukum, correct? Yay. My Lord. Very nice. Rabbi. Rabbi. The kasra on the ba there, it's because it's majrur. Is it because it's majrur? No, it's because it is. It's because the ya pulls. Yeah, the ya will make anything. The ya with the sukoon like this will make the haraka before it into a kasra, right? Into it will make it like that for pronunciation purposes. Okay, our Lord. Rabbuna. Rabbuna. Very good, mashallah. Okay, let's use a harf jar. What should we use? Min wa ila an wa ala rubba. Okay, let's use let's use fi. Let's mix it up a little bit. What does fi mean? Fi means in. Great. Okay. In him. Very good. Almost. Fihi. Remember, this is something that could happen. The ya again pulls it down. It's okay. In her. Fiha. Right, and him and her again are used both for it, so it could be in it, fihi, in it, fiha, right? Like fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim, in it are decided all great matters, talking about the night of power, for example. Tanazzalu al-malaikatu wal-ruhu fiha, in it, the angels and Jibreel alayhi salam come down, etc. In them. Fi him. To be honest, if you said fi whom, you're not wrong. Okay, I'll tell you very clearly, you're not wrong with fi whom, but the Quran's way of writing it, the way we read it, is fi him. When I say we read it, I'm talking about Hafsa and Asim, that's the predominant recitation of Quran. But in other recitations of Quran, you have fihum as well, okay? And Arabic poetry, all over the place, okay? In you. In you. Don't need to make the ka into key. Very nice. Very good. Fika. Barakallahu fika. Have you heard someone say that? That's what it is. This ya will not bring it down because the ka is for you feminine, you masculine, sorry. And the ka for the kasra is for you, you feminine. Sorry, kaf with a fatha, ka is masculine, ki is feminine. So it can't work, right? All right, very good. In you all. Feekum, right? Maybe you've heard someone say Barakallahu feekum. Have you heard that? When you do hear it as Barakallahu feek, Sareem, you hear it as the kaf is not pronounced because when you stop on a letter, you put like a sukoon on it, right? So that's why. All right. Rabbi, oh, sorry. In me. Think about that. Fia. All right, time to go to the book for a second. This requires a bit of a detour. Okay. Let us. Oh, come on. Come back. There. Okay. Let's go to the place in the book where we have the pronouns. Right here. Okay. As you may or may not remember, but I think you do remember, mashallah. You look at this. You have the pronouns that are attached that are for both mansub and majrur versions. Okay. And the who or the he does not affect their status, but they're listed together. Okay, you have who and he, right? For his, whom, him, etc., etc. Right? All the ones that we covered. The ones that are interesting is this one. Unlike everything else, where the attached pronoun is for both the mansub and the majrur, right? It goes for both, you know, mudaf ilayhi and ism majrur and maf'ul. This one, for I, is separate. For I, the majrur version is yi, the mansub version is ni. Which one am I picking? Which one am I picking, people? The majrur version, right? Because fi is a harf jar, so after it is ism majrur, and that is why I will pick this one. Correct? Fiya. But don't forget about this knee because it's coming soon. Yeah? Okay. Now, in us, what do you think? Fina. Right? Fina. People, you're with me. When a pronoun is attaching itself to an ism, this is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Correct? Ha, rabbuha, rabbu, mudaf, ha, mudaf ilayhi. Rabbuhum, rabbu, mudaf, hum, mudaf ilayhi. When it attaches itself to a harf jar, it is harf jar, ism majur. Fi harf jar, he, ism majur. Fi harf jar, ha, ism majur. Fi harf jar, him, ism majur. That's how it's working. All right? Now, we're going to use another word. We're going to do one last bit, which is a nasara. Nasara means what? He helped, right? Good question, Mr. Sanadia. Why is there a fatha on the ya? Because when you have two fathas here in fiya, what you have is this. You have fi and then another ya. So pronunciation, you could say, well, why not just pronounce it as fi, like a long, you know, like that. In reality, it's pronounced and written as this, as with a shadda and a fatha, fiya, like that. It's just how it's written and pronounced. Okay? But it is two ya's. The first ya is the ya of fi. The second ya is the pronoun. It does come in the Quran. The word fiya like this, ilayya comes, ilayya, because ila is the same thing. Ila, to, ila with the ya, ilayya. And that comes in the Quran quite a bit. Ilayya marji'ukum jami'an, for example. To me is your return, all of you. So yes, Sister Nadia, it is just how the Arabs wrote it and did it. Okay. Now, Nasara means he helped. Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. He helped him. All right, people, help me out. Nasarahu. Excellent. MashaAllah. Okay. Then, he helped her. Very nice. MashaAllah. Nasaraha. Amazing. All right. He helped them. He helped them. Nasarahum. Amazing. He helped you. Nasaraka, Jamil. He helped you all. Oops. You all. Nasarakum. Very nice. He helped me. All right, be careful. Be careful, people. You got it, alhamdulillah. Not nasarni, nasarani. You have to be very careful about that. Nasarani. What, folks? If you put you have like R3 cannot have a sukoon here because we have he, right? Nasarani. It becomes more tricky if I was to say this last one. He helped us. How would you say that? If you say Nasarna, you've said we helped. You have to say Nasarana like that. Like endless loop there, Rasulim. Nasarana. There we go. That is he helped us. You put a sukoon here on R3 Ra, it becomes the fa'il. Oh boy, meaning changed, right? In the other ones, the meanings don't really change. Like, I mean, it's whatever. But this one, the meaning will change. Right? Do you agree? Nasarna is we helped. Amazing. All right. So, alhamdulillah, we got through our pronouns. A quick summary of them. Here is our fa'il. It's fa'il is hidden pronoun. He, attached pronoun is maf'ul. And that's how it's going to work, alhamdulillah. All right, time for the kahoot, inshallah. We spent quite a bit of time doing this, like a bit of review here. And like we spent a lot of time in the tutorial. The tutorial entirely was a review. But I figured that this is the right thing to do because this is a foundation. We have to have this foundation. Without it, we're not going to be able to do really anything, right? Why is it called Jumla Ismiya? That is so bizarre. Okay, well, that's not Jumla Ismiya. Jumla Fi'liya. Oh, I was making this at night, so I was very sleepy. Okay, so just a word of caution. The order of answers is randomized, okay? So just like watch it before you select true or false, because sometimes it'll switch true and false. All right? Don't blame me afterwards. Please join the Kahoot. Jazakumullah khair. MashaAllah, barakallahu feekum. Who's the protector, Alif? Is that you, Brother Salim? Oh my God, that's too funny. That is absolutely hilarious. MashaAllah. You guys are like, we're taking a bit of time to practice. You're okay with that, right? Maybe I'll ask that later because it'll be difficult for people to switch back and forth. Okay, let's go through. Bismillah. Ready? All right. This is supposed to say Jumla Failia. Sorry. Okay. Vocabulary test. This will be rapid fire. By the way, I found a new feature in Kahoot that, you know, they will, it's like you have to write the answer, like type the answer. And it got me very excited last night. I was like, yo, I have to do this. But not today. One of these days, inshallah. All right. This will be a rapid fire, inshallah. 10 seconds. Ready? Okay. What does Alima mean? He knew, he created, he made, he revealed. Of course, the answer, alhamdulillah, is he knew. You all knew that, alhamdulillah. All right, next one. What does khalaqa mean? Oh, somebody might have selected he made, but really khalaqa is he created, right? He created, and that was the intended answer there. Alhamdulillah, very good. Very good, alhamdulillah. Okay, next one. I gotta find a better place for this. There, okay. Ja'ala. Ja'ala is he made. Yes, indeed. MashaAllah. Very close game. Anzala. MashaAllah, he revealed. Excellent, excellent. What's the score like? Oh boy, that is a tight game. Okay. The next few questions are about this ayah. Okay, what's the ayah? وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. Please look at this ayah. Okay, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. Okay, what does وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ mean? He killed Dawood. He Dawood killed Jalut. Na. Dawood killed Jalut. Jalut killed Dawood. Perfect. The answer is Dawood killed Jalut, not he, comma Dawood killed Jalut. That's not the right answer. It's a hidden pronoun. It's gonna hide it. It's gonna get replaced. All right.
What is the fi'l in وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ? قَتَلَ جَالُوت دَاوُد. The fi'l is قَتَلَ. Fi'l is قَتَلَ. What is the fa'il? Jalut, Qatala, Daud, or no fa'il? The fa'il is Daud. Yes, alhamdulillah, the fa'il is Daud. Amazing. MashaAllah, close game. What is the maf'ul? The maf'ul. The maf'ul is one more answer. Jalut. Maf'ul is Jaluta. Mansub, right? All right. What happened to the hidden pronoun he in وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ? It got replaced by wow. There is no hidden pronoun he. It got replaced by the outside fa'il, Daud. Correct. It got replaced by the outside fa'il, Daud. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Oh, mashallah. This is a good game. Mr. Halima has a slim lead here, mashallah. Okay. The fa'il is always marfu'. True or false? It's true. Oh God, no. Fa'il is always marfu'. It is always marfu, people. It is not ever going to be anything but marfu. All right. Next up. Outside fa'il can only exist if the pronoun of the fa'il is hidden pronoun she, hidden pronoun he, doesn't matter, or hidden pronoun he or she. The correct answer is hidden pronoun he or she. When you have hidden pronoun he or she, that is when you can have an outside fa'il. Otherwise, the fa'il is the actual pronoun itself. Amilu or alimu, the wow, for example. Alimtu, the tu, for example. All right. Wow, super close game. MashaAllah. If the pronoun of the fa'il is waw, there can be no outside fa'il. False or true? True. The pronoun of the fa'il is waw. Alimu. They knew. There can be no outside fa'il. We only look for the outside fa'il if you have hidden pronoun he or hidden pronoun she. Next question. If the gender of outside fa'il is masculine, generally the hidden pronoun should be he. Generally. If the gender of the outside fa'il is masculine, generally the hidden pronoun should be he. That's true. Generally, the pronoun should match the gender of the outside fa'il. Very good. If the gender of the outside fa'il is feminine, generally the hidden pronoun should be she. False or true?
That's true. Generally, it should be she. Are there exceptions? Yes, you bet. There are exceptions. But generally, we try to keep the two together. Okay. Next up, mashallah. Maf'ul doesn't have to be mansub. True or false? That's false. The maf'ul is always mansub. It's always. The fa'il is always marfu'. The maf'ul is always mansub. That's how it is. That's the way it works. The pronouns are tricky. Remember, the pronouns you don't see. Like, what is the status of a pronoun, right? Yes, I know, Sister Nadia. I warned you of that. the status of the pronoun, it's not apparent, but you have to know it just by the type of pronoun you're dealing with. But other than that, the fa'il and the maf'ul, their status is determined. Fa'il is always marfu, maf'ul is always mansub. Okay, let's move on, inshallah. If an attached pronoun attaches to an ism, it is maf'ul, mudaf ilayhi ism majroor, to an ism. The correct answer is مضاف إليه. Perfect. Just like ربه. Just like ربه. Huh? Very nice. All right. Next one. If a pronoun attaches to a harf jar, it is مضاف إليه. مفعول or اسم مجرور. Ism majroor, alhamdulillah. That was good and swift. Inshallah. Just like fihi. Just like minhu. All right, last question. If an attached pronoun attaches to a fi'l, it is mudaf ilayhi, maf'ul, ism majroor. It is maf'ul. It is maf'ul. All right. Alhamdulillah. Just like we did. Nasarahu. Nasarahuma. Nasarahum. Nasaraka. Etc. Etc. Right? That, folks, was where the attached pronoun attaches to a fi'l, and it's a maf'ul. All right. Third place. Mashallah. 20 out of 20. S.O. Who's that? Brother Raid, mashallah, very nice. And first place is ST. Who is that? ST, let me see. Tough to guess. The two TAs, I don't think. Sister Liva was there with her own name. I don't think she made it. Sister Solange, is that you? SO? Is it? Okay, so she came third. I mean, she's not... Okay. Okay. If ST does not want to reveal themselves, no problem. But, mashallah. Mashallah, great job, everybody. Jazakumullahu khairan. Mashallah. But look, everybody else is very good too, Sister Fazan, Sister Halima. You guys were off just like by a few hundred points. Alhamdulillah. And this was a tough one, alhamdulillah. But it's a good review, I hope, yes? Alhamdulillah. All right. So that, folks, allowed us to kind of get a recap of our Jumla Fi'liya again, people. Right? oh, boy. Again, Jumla Fi'liya, folks. Fa'il is always marfu'. The thing to remember, qatala Dawoodu Jaluta. Right? That's how we remember it. Dawood killed, David killed Goliath. Okay? It's like part of our aqidah, okay? Part of history. We believe that. We know that. So use that to kind of remember the order of the jumla fi'liya. Qatala fa'il, Dawoodu fa'il, Jaluta maf'ul. Dawoodu is fa'il marfu'. Jaluta, maf'ul, mansoob, like that, okay? Fa'il is always marfu, maf'ul is always mansoob, okay? You need a fa'il and a fa'il, sometimes maf'ul is not required, huh? All of that are rules that we just reviewed quickly. Again, also when it comes to our outside fa'il, right? The outside fa'il, the thing that we mentioned is that the outside fa'il takes the place of the fa'il's pronoun. Only in the case if the fa'il's pronoun is hidden pronoun he or she. كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ Hidden pronoun is he, Rabbu takes the place of it. جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ Hidden pronoun is he, Nasru takes the place of it. رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَفَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Hidden pronoun he, Rasulu takes the place of it. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ آمَنَتْ طَائِفَةٌ Hidden pronoun she, the ism after it takes its place as the fa'il. Right? So that's some examples that we saw. And even like things like when you have a plural, you're like a plural mushrikun, again, hidden pronoun he is required for it to be an outside fa'il. Or a pair, rajulani, anything. All right? Now, we were looking at maf'ul, and where we had stopped at, the place we had stopped at was فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا We looked at that. And this was our recipe for jumla fi'liya that we were going to, I'm going to modify a little bit, and then the maf'ul. And I'm going to add here attached pronoun or outside maf'ul. I'm going to add this and this will make sense in a little bit. Okay, let's look at this example. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ All right? People, you with me? Let me do something that is like my important thing here. Where is it? Split. Yay. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah. There goes that. Oh, let me see the poll. How's the poll doing? MashaAllah. There's a lot more comfort level, MashaAllah. The people, thank you very much. JazakumAllahu khairan. I this is how it is. The more we see it, the more we do it, the more comfortable we get with it. Okay? InshaAllah. Okay. I'm going to take this ayah. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ Okay. Okay. Tell me, people, in this, what is the fi'il? Help me out. Bad pun. Such a bad pun. Nasara is the fa'il. Correct? Alhamdulillah. Nasara. You see how proud I am when I pull off a pun like that. It just makes me feel good. attached pronoun. Tell me, people, where is the attached pronoun? It is kum. Ahsantum. Kum. I'm just going to add a space here just to make it a little bit more obvious. Okay. That's how I ignore it, by adding a little bit of space for now. Fa'il. All right. For fa'il, let's look for the pronoun first. What's the pronoun of Nasara? Pronoun of Nasara. Mr. Hadima, try again. Hidden pronoun he. All right. If hidden pronoun he or she, we look for outside fa'il, correct? Yes. Is there an outside fa'il? Allahu. Great. Alhamdulillah. Now translate. Translate. Fa'il and fa'il. Wa means and, laqad means surely. Allah helped. Now the maf'ul, you all. MashaAllah. Allah helped you all. B means at sometimes. In this case, B means at. So B would be at Badr. Excellent, right? at the Battle of Badr or the grounds of Badr, right? Both of the meanings are obviously there. All right, so here we look at the ayah, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. The ayah says Allah helped you at Badr when you were أَذِلَّةٍ. You were few and insignificant. Okay? SubhanAllah. Nasara is a fi'l. The hidden pronoun, he, is replaced by Allahu. That's my fa'il. Outside doer. Outside fa'il, right? It's a word outside, not a pronoun. And my maf'ul is kum. Make sense? People, you with me? Alhamdulillah. And of course, bi badr, bi is a harf jar. So badr is what? Badr is ism majrur. Excellent. Badr is ism majrur. Okay. You all because of kum, indeed. You all because of kum. Why isn't kum taken into account for hidden pronoun he? So kum is the attached pronoun is the maf'ul. I don't get the question. Oh, you can ask. It's okay, brother. So, like I said, there's a mixing of pronouns here. And committing, you know, the fi'il that, for example, that we're mentioning as homework, that will help you to remember that Nasara, Nasara, Nasaru, Nasarat, Nasarata, Nasar, Na, Nasarta, Nasartuma, Nasartum, Nasarti, Nasartunna, Nasartu, Nasarna. All of those, okay, that's all the ones that are the pronouns of the fa'il. And the attached pronouns are others. Kum, ka, and so on and so forth. And separating the two, that's why I'm trying to even physically separate them, right? Yeah, it's just practice and acquiring that vocabulary. There's really no other way to do it, Brother Salim. Ma'am? Okay, let's try this one. This is where we're gonna find out. All right, ready? What's my fa'il? The fi'il is ja'a. What's on R3? Fatha. Excellent. Keep that in mind. Okay. What is the attached pronoun? Is it the attached pronoun or is it the pronoun of the fa'il? Attached pronoun, great. I will separate it. Because there's no sukoon, thank you. Right? There's no sukoon there. What's the fa'il? First, tell me the pronoun. For ja'a. Good. Hidden pronoun, he. Just like alima. Right? Just like alima. Okay, very good. Now, should I look for outside fa'il? I should. Absolutely, I should. What is my outside fa'il? Nadhirun. The word nadhir means what? Warner. All right, translate for me, please. Surely, qad means surely. Did I misspell surely? I don't think I did. Surely, Warner came us, but really what you want to say is came to us, right? Make sense? The reason why I'm putting the words to in bracket is because the maf'ul, in this case, the maf'ul creates the meaning of to. You see, here, the maf'ul creates the meaning of helped you. Doesn't need helped to you. But sometimes you need to. And the maf'ul would create that meaning. This is actually a pretty advanced concept, but I'm trying to give you a glimpse of it. Where you have a maf'ul, nasarakum. Another maf'ul, ja'ana. But the ja'ana, this maf'ul, is creating the meaning of to. Right? And that's because we're translating from Arabic to English. So if you were to obviously use your just intuition, you will realize a warner came to us. I have to add the word to. Make sense? All right, next up. I'm gonna look at Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Let's try this one again. Where's the fa'il? There's the fa'il, people. Aha, very good. And there we go, right? Right there is the fa'il. Anzala, anzalna, right? Both things, it's fine. I don't have a problem if you're saying it this way or that way. Attached pronoun. Where is attached pronoun? Attached pronoun is who? Is who? Notice how it's spelled in the Quran, the little alif. It's a little alif. That's like the big alif, right? But the alif is there. Now, fa'il. What's the fa'il in anzalna? Sorry, I'll zoom in. Better? Alhamdulillah. Let's try this one again. The anzalnahu, if I was to move it back, that's what it was looking like, right? Attached pronoun is always at the end. Okay. The at the end here is the who. So I will separate the two. Okay. I have now anzalna. Notice anzalna is spelled with a little alif, but that's fine because for us, little alif and the big alif are the same. Okay. Now I look for the fa'il. My fa'il is na, as you have correctly identified. Okay? My fa'il, I will write this here actually. The fa'il is anzala. Very good. Okay? The fa'il, as you have correctly identified, is na. And the maf'ul is perfect. Who? Correct? Now please translate for me. Inna for sure. Surely. Surely is like a lot in the Quran, you know? It's a lot of emphasis. So anzala is to reveal, right? We said anzala, he revealed, remember? We did that in the Kahoot. Right? Okay. Use the word revealed. Revealed it. We revealed it. It being him here in the night of power. What is it here? Quran, perfect, right? Quran. Surely we revealed it in the night of power. That's how the translation of it works out. Okay? As something of students of Quran, you will learn that there are harf jar combinations used with every fi'l. Okay? And this is, again, only happens when vocabulary has been acquired. And patience is required in that. It's not an immediate thing. Okay? So as we spend more time looking at ayat, you will start to see which harf jar is used with which fi'l. And then you'll be able to tell quite easily that it is referring to the Quran versus it referring to being sent to the Prophet ﷺ. Okay? Now, there's two pronouns following each other. Yes, what's R3 in Anzalna? What's R3 in Anzalna, people? Tell me. Lam, right? As a sukun. What happens? If I was to go back to my table, right? What's the pattern? R3 with sukun. That's the key one. Remember, I underlined that for a reason. That's the key one. R3 with sukun tells you that this na is your fa'il. And then this hu is your maf'ul. Does that make sense, Brother Musa? Bayakum. All right. How much time do I have left? I have to do a few more examples. I have 10 minutes. Alhamdulillah, 10 minutes is a long time. Okay. Let's try this one. Ja'alathu karramim. Spot for me, people, the fi'il first. Perfect, right? All right, what is my attached pronoun? Excellent, all right. Ja'alat, the fa'il, I need it. What is it, people? Hidden pronoun, she. Okay, ramim means like a stubble, like something that's like destroyed, like ruins, not stubble, sorry. Ruins. So, translate this now for me. Ka means like, okay? So, ja'alathu. Now we, Sister Halima, that'll be ja'alnahu. She made it, that's again him, like, ka means like ruins, like rubble, like ruins, yeah, you know. I think that's what Ramim means, but perhaps Sister Swan, you can verify for me. Stop that, please. All right. Some of these words are sometimes, you know, like, you know, you forget Allah Musta'an, right? So you have to keep revising and keep looking it up. And I can't remember right now what it is. I think it's like ruins. It's talking about فِي عَادٍ إِذَا صَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمَ مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ غَرَّمٍ. Yes, it's talking about Aad, right? Hud alayhi salam was sent to Aad, and he is the one. Stop it, Hiba, please. Aad were destroyed by a wind. Okay? Rih al-aqim, a wind that was sent that disintegrated ruins. Thank you. That completely destroyed them. Right? Everything it touched, it turned it into like ruins. Disintegrated ruins. So that's that, huh? Madaka is a harf jar. So ar-ramimi is your ism majroor. All right. Alhamdulillah. We have made it to the end of that part. And now we're going to talk about a maf'ool. That's a pretty obvious maf'ul. And I'm calling it outside maf'ul. Oh, what is the she referring to? It's referring to the wind. She here, I'll tell you, she is the wind. And this is because the Arab said so. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ Rih is, you know, the Prophet will make dua. Allah min asaluka khayraha. Oh Allah, I ask you for the good of this wind. And wa'udh bika min rih, not ruh, rih, rih, rih. Wa'udh bika min sharriha wa min sharri ma fiha. I ask you for the protection of the evil of it and what it brings, the rih. Okay, ruh and rih. I would have to check, but I think the root is a little different, Brother Salim. Ruh has a waw. So yeah, but ri, I don't think has a waw. Ri would be the root, I think is yeah. I don't think there's like a correlation between the two. Yeah. Is it the same root? Okay. I don't know. I have to check. Is there some correlation or not? Allahu A'lam. All right. The she is the wind, and it, him, is it. This is the of any thing that the wind touched. That's what it's referring to. Illa ja'alatu karrami. Okay. Now, outside maf'ul, does that answer your question, Brother Raid, inshallah? Alhamdulillah, barakum fikum, wa jazakum. All right, here we are. Wa qatala Dawudu Jaluta. We've seen this before, right? Right? The Kahoot. All right. You know, if I put something in the Kahoot, I really think about it. I'm like, should I put this? What example? Because I really wanted to like lead into the lesson. All right. That's why the Kahoot is not just a game. Qatala Dawudu Jaluta. Okay. Here is the thing. Very simple. Qatala is your fa'il. Dawudu is your fa'il. Jaluta is your maf'ul. That's an outside maf'ul. Something that's outside. You can see it. It is not a pronoun. Outside fa'il means not a pronoun. Outside maf'ul means not a pronoun, right? Make sense? All right, alhamdulillah. Let's look at this one. Amilu salihat. How many do I have to do? A few more. Yes, I want to stop at the same place as the other class stopped. And I want to do one more. Yes. Minutes are with me, inshallah. Amilu salihat. Help me out here, people. The fa'il. Yeah. Jama'a, what's the fa'il? Very good. Amilu, the fa'il is amila. Great, the fa'il. Fa'il as well. Excellent. You can say lu as well, no problem. And as-salihati. What's the status of as-salihati? If you said majrur, I won't hold that against you. However, I'd like to remind you. Don't panic at this, okay? Please, don't panic. Take a deep breath. As soon as I don't panic, it must seem like writing his... Remember this? Al-Muslimatu, Al-Muslimata, Al-Muslimati, Al-Muslimatani, Al-Muslimataini, Al-Muslimatu, Al-Muslimati. Remember that? Okay. As-Salihati. This is As-Salihatu. As-Salihata. As-Salihati. As-Salihatani. As-Salihataini. As-Salihatu. As-Salihati. Mansub or Majroor. Now, you said it's Mansub or Majroor. You're right. Amilu means what? They did, right? So what's being done is your... Is your what? It's your maf'ul, right? The thing that, yeah, good deeds, they're maf'ul. They're being done. They're acted on, right? You're right, Fazana. Good deeds, perfect. That's why now you know that it's not mansub slash majroor. It is 100% mansub. Because they're being done. They're the maf'ul. You with me, people? Yes? Okay. What is the meaning of amilu salihat then? The pronoun, of course, is amilu, right? The pronoun is amilu. What is, tell me, people? Translation. Sorry, the maf'ul is a salihat. The fa'il is waw. The fa'il is amila. Translate for me, please. They did good deeds. They did the good deeds. You with me, people? Let's look at خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق. Okay. خلقناكم أزواجا, we've seen before, by the way. Okay. خلقناكم, خلق فعل, نا فاعل, كم مفعول. And then أزواجا is مفعول to, who مفعول to, which is an outside مفعول. So you can have two مفعولs, one as a pronoun, one as a outside مفعول. This example we touched before, but I wanted to just I left it there just to maybe remind you. Right, but I hope you're able to see. R3 has a sukoon on qaf, so the na is what? The na is my fa'il, correct? And the kum, the attached pronoun, is what? It's my maf'ul. That's it, right? That's the key part to remember. Now let's look at خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق. Let's look at this very quickly, inshallah. Okay. Oh, tell me, what is the fi'il in khalaqa Allahu as-samawati wal-arda? What's the fi'il? The fi'il is khalaqa. MashaAllah. That is mumtaz jiddan jiddan. That means it's very good. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan. Fi'il. You know, there's a sister. I was getting this thing printed from her. Her name was Mumtaza. So it was like, it was actually my Arabic diploma. She's printing my Arabic diploma. Okay. So I go to her shop. She's printing it. And because the sheikh had signed it. And then he's like, okay, go get your name printed on it. I was like, okay. So I go to her. She's printing it. She gives it to me. She's like, oh, here's your Arabic diploma. I'm like, mashallah, sister Mumtaza. Mumtaz. And she was just like. So my... My bad jokes have been there for a while. All right. Khalaqa. Khalaqa is my fair. Okay. What's the pronoun? Have I told that joke before, Sister Solange? Okay, never mind. Hidden pronoun. E. All right. Is there an outside door? Yes, there is. And that is Allahu, right? Is there an attached pronoun? Is there an attached pronoun, people? In khalaq Allahu samawati wal arda bil haq. Is there an attached pronoun? No attached pronoun. Alhamdulillah, no problem. Okay, no attached pronoun, no problem. Okay, maf'ul. Maf'ul. As you see, I have in front of you a table that will maybe help you. What's the status of a samawati? Give it a try for this thing. Come on. Mansub, right? Allah created what? As-samawati, right? Like al-muslimati. Al-muslimati, just like as-salihati, right, is mansub or majroor. In this case, it is mansub because it is maf'ul. It is created, acted upon. You with me? So this will be the maf'ul. As-samawati. Now this is an expression right here. As-samawati wal-arda. This is one expression. And then there's another expression. Bil-haqqi. Two expressions. We can look at these two expressions separately. Okay. What is the status of as-samawati? Tell me. Mansub, right? Please, now. I think we... what is the status of Al-Ardi? Al-Ardi. Mansub as well. What do you think this is? This wow. This wow. What is this wow? Connector. Yes. Right? The wow is a connector wow. Connects as-samawati. So we can say as-samawati is connected to al-ardi. As-samawati is your first ism. Al-ardi is your second ism. The second is connected to the first by the wow, which is a connector. Make sense? Because they have the same status and they share the meaning, right? Created the skies and the earth. Bil haqqi, this should be easier. What's B? What's B? Oh. Harf jar. Harf. What's al-haqqi then, quickly? Ism majroor. Alright, so that actually we did the whole sentence, but now translate for me, people. The sentence, please. Please. Khalaqallahu. Allah. Created the heavens, let's say skies, and the earth in truth. And by the way, there is actually tafsir that talks about what does be mean. Does it mean in? Does it mean with? And the correct answer is it means both. Created the skies and the earth in truth, meaning truthfully, he's the one who did it. Okay? And he did it bilhaqi, with truth, meaning there's a purpose. A truthful purpose to them. Meaning it's supposed to bring you closer to the truth by studying it. Okay? Allahu a'lam. So both of those beings are there, and mashallah, you got khalaqa. Fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul, and the maf'ul is connected by a connector. There's a harf jar and ism majrur. Isn't that nice? Yes? Alhamdulillah. By the way, in the tutorial, people, now we're doing a lot more of the practice of the properties of the ism. We're doing that because you know, as samawati, we have to like look at that and make sure that we are able to spot that. Is the connector wall the reason why those two words are not manu, not correct? Connector wall is the reason for that. Connector wall is connecting them both in status and meaning. Generally, Brother Raid, the meaning of the word is required to be able to do this analysis. Okay, that's why if you notice the words we're using are, we've studied those words before in some capacity. Otherwise, if I gave you random words, you won't be able to do it right now. Okay, at this stage of our learning. But inshallah, eventually, once we have enough ammunition, we'll be able to handle that. Mr. Harima, we won't say technically this tumor code. Okay, it's a very subtle reason, which will become a lot clearer later. I don't want to peel that onion right now. But that's why I'm just saying there's a connector wa, which is very obvious. As-samawati wa al-ard. All right, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. I hope this was not overwhelming. And again, I planned it to be a little faster than what I thought initially, but I figured it's better for us to take our time to get this spot on, inshallah ta'ala. I hope you're okay with that. I hope you're enjoying this, yes? Because now you start to hopefully see some patterns in Quran, yeah? Okay, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, we'll end with that. Project Sisters Launch is going to send out an email about that, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Thank you very much, everybody, for sticking around. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.